warning. This is your warning that if you keep listening to this podcast, I will brainwash you into believing in yourself and making you think that you can achieve anything. How about that? Let's do some fucking real brainwashing. Brainwash yourself to win, because no one's going to have your back like you got your back. A baby, when it's born, doesn't become fucking 10 in 2 days. But your healing, your success, your transformation, oh, it's fucking too long. 3 months, it's taking too long. Basically, you're a product of your past. If you don't like the product that you are, change your environment. How do you expect to grow? How do you expect your life to change if you stay in the same fucking place that made you sick? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mindpower Podcast, a blessing to be alive. And this is an episode, every episode is about you not giving up. You know, it's about you pushing forward. But in this episode, I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to help you to keep moving forward because there's so much going on in the world, but there's so much going on in your life. And I know how easy it can be for you to give up on yourself. I'm just making sure that microphone is on. It is. But most importantly, again, motivation is like bathing. Remember this, motivation is like bathing. Once you have a shower, guess what? The next day you have another shower. The next day after that, another shower. You want to keep yourself clean. You can do it once a week. You can do it once a month. Or you can do it every single day. And, you know, this is what this journey is about. If there's anything that I'm learning from the journey of success is that it requires consistency. You know, it doesn't matter that you were good for 7 days and then all of a sudden you didn't do anything for a month. And you look back and you go, well, but I was really good for a week. Yeah, but guess what? It's all back to the same shit again, you know? And that's where we have to really, really tap in and realize that, man, whatever you want, it's almost the law of your success, the law of life is realizing that whatever you want, it requires consistency. And not only that, it's like once you get it, now you got to maintain it, you know? So I see this a lot in my coaching program. And I always tell my clients, I always say, hey, once you start doing this work, I said, you're stepping into a new version of yourself that you've never been before. So once you start evolving and you start creating new habits, a new lifestyle, new way of thinking, new way of showing up for yourself, new way of believing in yourself, new way of loving yourself, you're feeling a different way, right? You don't finish the program, don't finish the journey, and all of a sudden you go back and revert to who you were before you started. You know, that I always say there's always never been a time where I've looked back to 2018 or 2017, 16, 15, 14, before I actually started my journey and I had my spiritual awakening in 2018. There's never been a moment where I've sat here and I've gone, you know what? Oh yeah, you know what? I kind of wish I could go back to 2016 and be that Luke again, you know? And I love that guy, you know? A lot of us have been through so much stress and pain and challenging times in our previous life. And I know if you're watching this right now, you're either on a journey of inspiration, transformation, ascension, evolution, or maybe you're just starting. And if you're watching the Luke Mindpower Podcast for the first time, or if you're joining on any social platform or wherever you're tuning in from, welcome to this amazing experience, this amazing journey. This is a journey of awakening. It's a journey of stepping out of your comfort zone and unlocking your greatness, you know, stepping into a life that you never knew existed beforehand. This is, if you keep listening, if you dare, you know, if you dare to keep listening to this podcast, naturally what's going to happen is there's a constant energy exchange and you're going to feed off my energy. And eventually everything that I'm talking about is going to be programming your mind in a positive way for you to awaken, for you to step more into your potential you didn't know you had, for you to believe in yourself more. And I shared this with my institute, with my coaches that going through my institute to become coaches and to start their online business. And I shared a quote and it said, it says, warning, if you hang out with me for too long, I'll brainwash you into believing in yourself and thinking you can achieve anything. So This is just your reminder. You're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast. This is your reminder that this is your warning, that if you keep listening to this podcast, I will brainwash you into believing in yourself and making you think that you can achieve anything. And so it should be. It's your life. If you believe you can achieve something, man, you're going to go out there and get it. And you're not going to let anything stop you, no matter whose opinion, no matter how you used to think in the past, no matter how challenging the journey is, you will never give up because you have brainwashed yourself into believing that you can achieve anything. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a gift that you could give yourself? Wow. Because the truth is there's haters everywhere. The truth is there are people out there that really don't want you to win. Secretly, they're like, yeah, oh, I'm so happy for you. But really, man, they're really hoping you fail. Unfortunately, there are people that judge you. Unfortunately, there are people that have different opinions about what it is that you do. But don't let that stop you. Don't let that get in your way. You know, you have a vision. You have a goal. You focus on the shit that you want to achieve. You go out there and you get it. And most of the reason why as to we don't keep moving forward or we don't strive for more, we don't achieve our greatness is simply because of the own story, which I told you last episode, of the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't do it. And all of that comes from the shit in your head. Comes from your past experiences, comes from whoever influenced you to think a specific way, whoever treated you like shit, whatever negative experiences or information that you've consumed that's been brainwashed into your brain that's causing you to be brainwashed in a negative way. How about we change that? And we go, well, guess what? This episode is going to be called, I'm going to brainwash myself to win. How about that? Let's do some fucking real brainwashing. Brainwash yourself to win. In fact, if you're listening to this right now, share it with a friend. Share it on your social media platforms. Share this message, if you claim this, that I'm here to brainwash myself in a positive way so I can live my dreams, not my fears. Because, man, there's a lot of brainwashing going on. No one just says the word. Oh, you think you ever heard that? I'm sure you've heard it before. Oh, you're brainwashed. Brainwashed? Yeah, to fucking live my best life. That's what I'm brainwashed for. Let that be the fact, you know? Someone says, you're crazy. You go, fucking, I know. I'm crazy enough to believe in myself. I'm crazy enough to be consistent. I'm crazy enough to believe something that hasn't materialized yet, but I've got it in my fucking head. Like Bob Proctor says, you know, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. Wow. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful analogy? If you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. But see, many of us don't even have the patience. It's taking too long. You know? Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it will never happen. You'll never know unless you keep digging. Many of us, we dig a little bit, like a bonk, bonk. Oh, maybe I'll give it more tries. A bonk, bonk. Oh, haven't got anything yet. Haven't felt anything different yet. There's no success yet. Haven't achieved it yet. Oh, maybe I'll try one more time. Bonk, bonk. I'll dig a little bit more. Oh, there's no much. Oh, there's nothing happened. Oh, well, I guess it's not meant for me. Oh, you know, a lot of people are saying it's too hard. A lot of people have told me that it's too difficult, that I'm not smart enough or that I can't do it. And then you go, well, I guess I better put down the shovel and stop digging. And maybe I'm just destined for failure. Maybe I'm just destined to live this kind of life. Well, maybe you are if you fucking think like that, you know? Think like it. Oh, I've been through so much crap. Oh, I've been through so many toxic relationships. Oh, I've been through all this stuff when I was a child, and maybe I'm not meant for greatness. Guess what? Listen to the words that you're saying. In the Four Agreements, it says, be impeccable with your word. In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was with God. Your word is your power. Whatever you speak, you can speak it into existence that will then program your brain so that you can live your fucking best life, and you will be functioning on auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is how your subconscious mind is bringing what you need into your reality because you have programmed yourself like that, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. Constantly talking shit to yourself that you can't do it, and it's all in your fucking head most of the time. You're not walking around going, I'm a failure, I'm an idiot, I can't do this, I can't do that. This is what we're not doing. We're just walking around in our subconscious mind. I can't do this. I can't believe in myself. I can't be successful. I haven't been successful before. Your mind can't comprehend what it hasn't experienced in the materialistic world. Hence why your purpose of being consistent, surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, empower you, are here to lift you up. So important, your environment. So many of us have had shit people around us, shit environments that don't empower us, inspire us to be better. And so you don't become better because you've got a shit environment. So how do you change your environment? How do you believe in something that hasn't materialized yet? You haven't manifested it yet. So, well, it's too hard. It's too long. You know? And you've probably heard me say this before. I'll say it again. A baby, when it's born, doesn't become fucking 10 in 2 days. Feed it. Fucking wipe its ass. Change the nappies. Feed it again. Go to sleep. Fucking over and over and over again. And then all of a sudden, 10 years, the baby's 10. Well, happy birthday. How the fuck did that happen? Oh, it's 10. How did that? Oh, 10 years. But your healing, your success, your transformation? Oh, it's fucking too long. 3 months. It's taking too long. See what I mean? You're listening to this shit and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, he's got a point. It's just a way of thinking, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a mindset. I know we want the success straight away. I know we want it to hurry up. It would be fantastic if you could get the fucking remote and you could go fucking fast forward 24 hours. Boom. Oh, mad. Didn't have to work. Let's fast forward another 6 years. Boom. To when I'm supposed to be who I am and where I'm supposed to be as successful as I am. Boom. Because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, in 6 years' time, you will look back and go, wow, that was as fast as me pressing a button and changing the channel. That flew. Like, surely, you're sitting here with me and you're like, oh my gosh, like, the last 5 years, it's just flown. I bet you've said that to someone. You've gone, oh my gosh, time is flying, isn't it? Yeah, the last 5 years, that it's just flown so quickly, right? But now fast forward into the future and you're like, it's taken too long. I wish you would fucking hurry up, you know? And then one day you're going to go, oh man, like I wish time would stand still so I could just fucking enjoy life, you know? So the purpose of my message is to try to help you to not waste so much time on shit that doesn't mean something to you, that's not helping you evolve as a person, that's not helping you become better, and, you know, suck all the juice out. You know what I mean? Like, get a fucking orange juice and take a fucking sip of it and suck that juice. It tastes good, you know? And that's what you want to do with life. You want to suck it all out. You know what I mean? You don't want to go to your deathbed and be in your fucking final days knowing you got all this greatness in you and you forgot to suck it all out. You know, oh, I could have been this. I could have been a doctor. I could have been an actor. I could have been a fucking successful entrepreneur. I could have been a successful life coach. I could have had my own online business selling shit. But no, my family said I wasn't good enough. My family said I wasn't intelligent enough. Oh, I felt like the people told me I was too old and it was going to be too hard. All this bullshit, outside noise, shut it down. I think one of the fucking best things you can do is fuck off from everyone and just go, you know what? I've had enough of your shit fucking talking to me, telling me what I can and can't do. How about I just piss off myself and I go and I do what I want to fucking do without your fucking opinions. But what is it that we're really wanting? Oh, I need connection. I need to feel supported. I need to feel seen. I've got a fucking void that I'm missing within myself. So I want to feel like I'm understood, I'm heard, I'm loved. You know, many of us are emotionally fucking traumatized and attached to our parents, friends, people in our life, sisters, brothers, not realizing they're the ones that are limiting us. And because we're fucking traumatized because we were never seen when we were younger or loved or supported, all of a sudden we grow up as adults and we still have this emotional attachment. We can't go anywhere. We're like, well, if I don't get their permission, I don't get their support, what are they going to say if I start doing something different? And we're so scared. You know, and that's why I say, man, one of the best things you can do is get the fuck out, change your environment, leave. Not that you hate them, man, you love them. Guess what? Love them, send them letters, call them for 10 minutes, you know, and then move on, right? Love people from a distance, learn to love people from a distance and learn to focus on your shit, you know, because ain't no one's opinions going to pay your fucking bills. You know, you got shit to pay. You know, you got greatness in you that you don't know about yet because you haven't given yourself a chance yet. You haven't said yes to yourself enough. You haven't shown up for yourself yet, right? You get so close to doing something and then you get fucking scared. Oh, I don't know. It's like, listen, man,
If you're not willing to get out of your comfort zone, don't expect shit to change. Your life will not change if it's easy. Expect that when you say yes, right? Like, for example, I'll give you an example. If you send me a message on Instagram and go, Luke, I really want to work on myself. I've been depressed for so long. I've got anxiety, PTSD, insomnia, whatever it is, for so many years. I'm fucking over it. Help me. Help me to change my life. Sure. Let me get you on a call with my team. I'll take you through the process. I'll show you what it looks like and how I'm going to help you. And then you have to make an investment in yourself, right? But that's the point where you realize it's going to be out of my comfort zone. I'm going to have to invest in myself to get the results that I want, right? And that is where, once you start doing the work, you're going to have a lot of fear. Where's the fear coming from? The fear is coming from your subconscious mind, which has been programmed a specific way, which is what you do, your habits, your lifestyle, the way you live. But guess what? The way you live ain't going to help you to get a new fucking result. It's not going to help you to change your life. You're going to stay stuck in the same fucking rut if you keep thinking the same, being the same, living the same, and doing the same shit that got you to where you are. So if you want change, you got to understand, out of my comfort zone. Wow. Out of the fucking pond that I've been living in, swimming around. Well, this is all there is. Well, no, on the other side of that pond is a fucking ocean. There's a sea. There's so much sea, joy, bell, sea. It's a quote. Many people we just keep swimming around the pond, living in the comfort zone. Well, this is all there is. It's like, man, you want better. Guess what? You got to get out of your comfort zone and you got to realize that, yeah, a little part of it. Is it easy? Fucking oath it's easy. It's easy when you got the right coach. It's easy when you got the right environment. It's easy when you're in a better environment. If you're in a shit environment, how do you expect to grow? How do you expect your life to change if you stay in the same fucking place that made you sick?
How do you expect to heal in the same environment that made you sick? If you're inspired by this podcast episode, I encourage you to share it with your friend. You never know who might need to hear this. Maybe someone's on the verge of giving up and they listen to this and they go, wow, that spoke to my soul. And I mean, that's the business I'm in, you know. I'm in the business of saving people from destruction, because the opposite of what the world can do to you is it can cause you to destruct. It can cause you to just keep going lower and lower and lower and lower. This is my business. I don't know if you want to hang around. I don't know if you want to share this. I don't know if you want to inspire someone by doing this. I don't know if you want to work on yourself. I don't know if you want to start your own coaching business, but that's what the business I'm involved in. That's what I help with. That's what I help you with. It's a dedication, you know? It's a devotion. It's fulfillment. It's something that we connect with. Something that I go to bed every night realizing that, wow, you know, I helped someone else change their life. I think Nipsey Hussle said that one of the biggest, best things, or number one things that you can do in your life is be an inspiration, is to inspire other people. So we are, I believe it, you know, not everyone, but we are going through a journey of transformation, awakening, ascension. You just need to decide yourself, you know, am I really ready for this? And if you are, guess what? You got a couple of options. You could choose to go, hey, you know, I've done some work on myself. I want to be a coach. I want Luke to teach me how to start my own coaching business and grow my social media platforms. I want to start my own coaching program and I want to help others. And you could easily do that. Click the link below and apply to our institute. Very easy. Click the link below, apply to our institute. And if you do qualify and you're the right fit, guess what? I'll be working with you and helping you become successful. Most importantly, making a difference and financial freedom. It's fucking worth it. It's the best shit to not be able to worry about money, and you can pay for whatever the fuck you want, and you can travel wherever you want, and you can work from wherever you want, and you're making a difference in the world. What a fucking gift. Amazing. But on the other side, guys, if you're someone who hasn't done any work on yourself and you've been living in trauma and fucking depression, anxiety, insomnia, PTSD, all this bullshit that's causing you to not be the best version of yourself, and you want to overcome that, guess what? Just go on Instagram, send me a message and say, hey, I'm fucking ready, man. I'm done with this life. This is not me. I know it's not me. I'm suffering, but I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to thrive and go through my 20-week self-healing transformational program. Like, what do you think I'm doing here? You think I haven't done the work for myself? The only reason why I'm as powerful as I can be and why I do what I do is because I had to do it for myself first. You know, I don't have a cup. I thought I had a fucking cup here. But before you fill other people's cups, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you look after yourself.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do if I didn't look after me first. And yeah, where did it start? Self-love, baby. Self-love, baby. Self-love, baby. You fill the shit up, man. You fill yourself up with so much love and positive energy. Guess what? You are overflowing with fucking success and positive energy. You're overflowing because you took care of you first. Many of us, unfortunately, we haven't done that. We don't know how to take care of ourselves, you know? And it's a shame, you know? But guess what? It's not your fault. It's not your fault that your mom or your dad or your, you know, parents didn't teach you this. You know, it's not our fault that when we went to school, you know, the teachers didn't give us this importance awareness of, hey, it's really important to look after you. You're important. You know, it's not our fault that we were not taught that, hey, you're important. When you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, give yourself a high five and fucking remind yourself that you're awesome, that you're amazing, that you're powerful, that you're not other people's opinions. Hey, how about that? No one, it's not your fault, but guess what? It's your responsibility to fix yourself. So whatever happened in the past, it did. And whatever we want to do to change it, guess what? We have the power to change the meaning of why it happened if you're willing to go through the process and heal. If you're willing to identify and work through the shit that's been holding you back, that's been limiting your thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to create a life of your dreams, the reality that you want, you have to change your thinking. It's just your thinking, that's all. And where does your thinking come from? Let's go a little bit deeper into that. Let's work on that thinking. Where does your thinking come from? Does it come from your experiences? Does it come from school? Does it come from how you were raised? Does it come from your parents? Does it come from what they taught you? Does it come from your friends? Does it come from your sister or your brother? Does it come from, where does it come from? Where does your thinking? Does it come from all the TV that you've watched? Where does it come from? Where's your thinking come from? Because basically you're a product of your past. You are a product of your past. I always have said this. If you don't like the product that you are, change your environment. Because your environment and what you've been surrounded by has created the version of you of who you are today. And if you want to live the same way, fuck, don't do nothing. Just stay the same. But if you want to change your life, you got to change your environment. You got to do something you've never done before. You want different results, you got to do something you've never done before. You want to create a life of your dreams? You got to do something different that you've been doing now. How do you expect to live your best life if you keep doing the same shit you've been doing for the last 20 years? You know, you're kidding yourself. Well, yeah, I'm going to get there. Well, ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing today going to help me somehow to get to where I need to be, to get closer to where I need to be in 12 months' time? Or am I in a vicious cycle? Am I in the same routine, the same habits, the same shit, same way of thinking? Over the last 5 years, how much have you evolved? Personally, do you feel like you're more emotionally aware, more emotionally intelligent? Or do you think that, you know what, I actually still have the same kind of behavioral patterns, you know, still the same personality, I'm still the same? Or have you evolved over the last 5 years? Because if I had to talk to someone that I knew 2016, they would have to get to know me again. It would take a long time. I don't have that time to sit and go, hey, this is the new Luke. This is who I am. And I know some people have reached out to me from the past and I don't talk to them because I don't have time for that shit. I got to reintroduce myself. I'm fucking Luke motherfucking Mind Power. You know, from where? I fucking had greatness in me the whole time. I just didn't know. I didn't know that I had this. Well, how did you find it? Well, I decided to fucking love myself. I decided to take the time for myself. I decided to put me first. I decided to stand up for me. I decided to say no to relationships. No more girlfriends. Hey, I want a fucking relationship with myself. I don't even know who I am. Do you understand? Remember, when you're listening to this podcast and you feel like you're inspired, imagine how many other people could be inspired by this message. So make sure you share this message with your friends. Guys, such a blessing to be here. I'm so grateful, you know, so blessed to be connected with you all and to be connecting with you every single episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast. And I look forward to continuing this journey. And I just want you to know that I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit on this shit, because I think that, you know, yeah, I know that you hear me talk and, you know, you're like, oh man, like I listen to Luke, he's funny and, you know, he motivates me and, you know, and listen, let me tell you something. If you don't like it that I scream and yell, that's fine. This podcast is not for you.
okay? Because I know that that's going to happen, you know? And anyone who doesn't know me is and hasn't done enough research on me, hasn't listened to enough episodes from me, hasn't followed me for long enough, there's always going to be judgment. Why is he doing that? Why does he do that? Why? Listen to my podcast and you'll understand my story. But we always judge what we don't understand, you know? But that's the beautiful thing about it, right? It's, you know, those who understand don't judge. But those who judge, they just don't understand. They don't get it. They don't understand, you know? So the beautiful thing about me is what I want to share with you and what I want to invite you to do is be yourself, you know? Show up in your life, do what makes you happy, be yourself, and don't shrink yourself to fit in. Don't shrink yourself to make people feel comfortable. Fuck that. You know? Oh, but you know, they might like, if I'm like that or I'm like this, you know, I might offend them. Fuck that. You don't need to be around people that can't love you and appreciate you and respect you and value you for who you are. You know? And that's why this journey of evolution and transformation, ascension, you know, and awakening is also a little bit uncomfortable for most of us, is because we realize that when we start acting up a different way, becoming someone new, we're going to lose some people who were comfortable with the way that we've been for so many fucking years, tolerating bullshit behavior. You don't realize yourself that you've been accepting and allowing some shit that's fucking unhealthy. People been treating you a specific way and you're allowing it, you know? And then all of a sudden, what happens? You start to awaken. You go, whoa, hang on a second. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to be treated like that. That's fucking bullshit. These people aren't respecting me. I'm going to start making changes. And people are going to be like, well, screw you. You don't deserve to be in my house. You don't deserve to be my friend. Well, then good. Spiritale, fuck off. You know what I mean? Focus on your shit. You don't need people in your life that don't fucking value you or appreciate you for who you are. And that is my message to you with this podcast as well. If you don't like this podcast, that's fine. Move along. Go to Mindset Mentor, Rob Dahl. Maybe you like how he speaks. Listen to Tony Robbins. Maybe you like how he speaks. Go listen to Dean Graziosi. Maybe you like how he speaks. Go listen to Bob Proctor. Maybe you like Bob Proctor better. Lisa Nichols. Fucking, you know, who's some other speakers? David Power Talk. Maybe you like David Power Talk. Trent Shelton. You know, I don't think Trent Shelton uses any colorful language. I don't think he screams at you either like I do. Listen to Trent Shelton, you know. This, what I'm explaining to you guys, Mel Robbins, she swears as well, but she has great messages. What I'm trying to say, guys, is live your life and be yourself. And don't live for people's validation. Don't live for, oh my gosh, I love the way you talk. Fuck off. I'm fucking me. If you don't like it, get out of here. You know? I'm pushing this as much as I can on this podcast because so many of us are shrinking ourselves. We're not fucking being ourselves. We're not stepping in our power. We're playing too small to fucking make people comfortable. I know, don't be too loud, right? And so what happens? You're not being your true self. And then you're not allowing yourself to emerge into who you're supposed to be and the potential that you have within yourself. So, you know, let's tone it down. Let's turn the volume down, you know? And then just live life and on our tippy toes, you know? Don't be too loud. Fucking close the door. Make sure the door doesn't make any sound. They're fucking sleeping, you know? So there's a lot to choose from, you know? There's a lot to choose from. You don't have to listen to this podcast. If I offend you, if you take it the wrong way, if you judge me, you know, that's fine. I'm open to being judged. Please come at me. Send me messages now if you're triggered, if you're annoyed, if you don't like the way I talk. Send me a message on my Instagram and go, Luke, you are so rude and the way that you talk is this and this and this and this. And guess what? You won't get a reply. I have this thing. It's called no response is a response. No response is a response. So send your shit my way because I don't care. You know, I didn't get this far to be open to people's criticism and judgment and this and that and whatever for me to go, wow, I better not talk like that. You know, my mum actually said it to me the other day. We're talking about God and Jesus and our faith and everything like that. And I said, you know what? I said, Mum, I said, the Holy Spirit works through me. I don't know how you can comprehend that. I know that it's hard for you to understand, you know, but I said, all my messages are positive. I said, just because I'm using some colorful language doesn't mean I'm against God. No way. You know, I'm in favor. You know, I'm blessed to be able to speak the way I do, to flow and to allow the Spirit to work through me.
You know, the amount of people that I've helped to overcome depression, anxiety, and live a better life and start their own coaching businesses and be successful is ridiculous. And I'm going to sit here and go, well, I better change the way that I talk because what I'm doing and how I'm helping people is not working. Bullshit. It's fucking working. And why would I stop? I'll keep going because guess what? I will never lose the right people that are meant to work with me. I'll always attract the people that connect with my vibe, my energy, and whatever's meant to me will come. Whatever's not, keep moving. So believe in yourself today, ladies and gentlemen. Believe in your authenticity. Believe in your truth. Don't change for no one. Be yourself. Be strong about it, but know that it comes with people leaving you. It comes with people judging you. And just be okay with that. Like, it's the first thing that you want to do if you're going to start making changes in your life. Understand that people are going to leave me. Be ready for it. Be ready for people's judgment. Be ready for how they think about you. That's fine. But remember, know your worth. Know who you are and have your own back. Because no one's going to have your back like you got your back. No one's going to have your back like God's got your back. He's always there. You don't have to worry about anybody else. There's someone there with you in spirit looking from above going, you know what? No matter who leaves you, I'll never leave you. And then you've got yourself. No matter who leaves me, guess what? I can always go and look at myself in the mirror and go, man, we're going to be together forever. I got your back. I love you. You're amazing. You're powerful. Keep being consistent. Keep going and never, ever, ever give up.
Lisa Nichols would say, can I get a yes, yes? Yes, yes. It's a blessing to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me on another podcast episode on this amazing platform. Wherever you're tuning in from, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, hit that red subscribe button. If you want to join our coaching institute because you're ready to become a coach and you want to apply, okay, we do have limited spots, so not everybody is the right fit. So if you do want to inquire and you would like to fill out our application form to see if you're someone who is going to fit in our institute so that I can teach you how to become a coach, build your online business, and you know, tap into this journey of purpose, then all you need to do is click the link below. There's a link there. You can apply to our coaching institute. And on the other hand, if you feel like you are ready to do some work on yourself and you've been contemplating it for a long time and you want to go through this journey, it is a 20-week journey and it is a self-healing transformational experience that helps you to unlock your greatness. But it is deep and it works on your childhood trauma and understanding your limitations that you've been stuck with for a long time, and it sets you free. So if you're looking for freedom and you really want to work on your personal journey, then you can just send me a message on Instagram and just write, hey, I listen to your podcast and I'm ready to do the work on me. It's as simple as that. Just let us know directly, I'm ready to do the work on me. Just send me a message on Instagram or Facebook and say, hey, just listen to your podcast. I'm ready to do the work on me. Okay. And either myself or my team will reply to you and we'll give you the next steps on how we can help you. Okay. I'm sending you so much love. I'll see you on the next episode, guys. Don't give up, man. Just keep pushing and I'll see you soon. Laters.